There is a mantra from some of the globalists about the future if they get their way with the so-called Great Reset. The mantra is, you will have nothing and you will be happy. Well, here's some information on a new book, The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty, Unraveling the Global Agenda, is the definitive treatment of the Great Reset, providing a scholarly examination. It is by Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, former professor of liberal studies and global studies at New York University. And we are going to talk with Dr. Rechtenwald right now on this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Dr. Rechtenwald, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Great to be here, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, so first of all, explain what is the Great Reset, and is that mantra that I mentioned, is that kind of like, does that encapsulate what many of them are trying to aim for?
Yeah, I mean, the Great Reset is a worldwide reset of the global economy, the political order, and our entire way of life. It is meant to be a system to bring about what they're calling stakeholder capitalism. And that is a brainchild of Klaus Schwab of the WEF. Stakeholder capitalism is a system of an economic system that would reset the global order. This is all being done rather surreptitiously because there's no legislation that has to be passed. There's no democratic process that has to be gone through. But instead, they're doing this through corporations and through the banks, central banks and commercial banks. And there is some legislation that's being enacted, but largely this is all being done through the market.
Now, who is Klaus Schwab, and what is the World Economic Forum?
Klaus Schwab is the founder and chair of the World Economic Forum, which is a international NGO, non-governmental organization. They were founded in 1971 as the European Management Forum, changed their name to the World Economic Forum in 1987. They are an international NGO that is involved in what they call global governance. And so what they are is attempting to, through this organization, create a global world system of governance. As I said, this is all done without democratic input whatsoever. It's being ushered in through these corporations and banks and asset managers. And Schwab is an engineer and a so-called economist by training. He's a German. And, he was trained by Kissinger at Harvard at one of Kissinger's seminars that was funded by the CIA. And he was also, his father was a collaborator with the Nazis. So, I mean, he has a rather, shall we say, nefarious past.
Tell us about George Soros. Is he a part of this?
George Soros is another globalist. According to Schwab, George Soros is effectively Schwab's mentee. Schwab was his mentor and introduced him to a lot of these globalist ideas. That's according to Schwab. But Soros is another collaborator on this globalist agenda. He wants what he calls open society, and what he means by that is no national borders, no sovereign states, no impediments to globalism. Soros is just another collaborator in this project.
And what is Davos? It's a town or city in Switzerland, Tell us about that.
It's a town in Switzerland where they hold the annual meetings of the World Economic Forum. So that's why this has also been called the Davos Agenda that they're attempting to bring about. In fact, they call it the Davos Agenda themselves. This is all being done under the pretext of combating or mitigating climate change, which they think is an imminent threat. But it really has to do with total control of the economic system and our ways of life, our consumption patterns, and even our reproduction. They want to decrease population. This is all part of the agenda. It's very clear in their documents that they want to reduce population. So they are very much neo-Malthusians. That is, they want to intervene in the reproductive capability of human beings.
You know, it's so interesting. My wife is from another country. She's from Norway, and she was a college student in the 1970s in Norway. And she was saying how, you know, back then the big challenge was global cooling, they thought. And the three solutions that they were all pushing for, the globalists at the time, were basically the same kind of solutions that are being pushed for today with the problem and the crisis of so-called global warming. So it's like, okay, so you're telling me that the Earth went from really cold to really hot in just a couple of decades? How does that work? But she said it's the same exact solutions.
Exactly. It's always the same solution. There's probably like 10 or 12 so-called crises that they've used as pretexts to establish this kind of global system. It was global cooling at one time. Yes, that's very hilarious. And it was the ozone layer depletion, acid rain, all of these things which turned out to be fraudulent. And I think likewise, the climate change catastrophism, which they're peddling, is also fraudulent. So the Great Reset is in effect an attempt to bring about the UN's 2030 agenda, their sustainable development goals. And if you read the Agenda 2030, this really impacts every aspect of life in every part of the world, including not only wealth transfers from the developed to the developing world to bribe them to keep them from developing, but also population control, control over mobility to reduce greatly the consumption and wealth in the developed world. In fact, one of the WEF contributors said that affluence was the greatest enemy of mankind.
Now, these are real rich guys that jet around from all over the world to meet in Davos, Switzerland. And they're basically, this is a real clear example of the so-called 1% versus the 99%. Although here it's not an American context. It's you know, the whole world in a sense. The elite.
Right.
That's amazing.
This is the elite. This is the elite. And they're not just characterized by their money. They're characterized by their influence and their power. They're involved in an enormous set of globalist organizations, not only the WEF, but the Council on Foreign Relations, the Chatham House Group, or the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, and the Trilateral Commission and the UN. They share members, all these organizations, and they all have the same objective. That is a global world system without nation states, without national sovereignty, without effectively what we would consider to be individual rights, because they mean to abrogate our rights by means of making certain things impossible, including driving cars, eating meat, et cetera, et cetera.
What about religious freedom?
Very big question. They have said straight up, in fact, Yuval Harari, who's an advisor to Klaus Schwab and an Israeli historian and futurist, has said that Jesus Christ is fake news and that they will abolish the Abrahamic religions and replace them with religions from Silicon Valley. He said that the belief in an afterlife will dwindle when Silicon Valley takes control of human beings through algorithms and brain cloud interfaces and whatnot, and that the idea of free will itself will be destroyed. If it's not already destroyed, there won't be no such thing as free will. So this takes out Christianity entirely, for example, because they think that it's completely a fabricated false belief system, and that it's an impediment to their goals. Because if you have faith in something outside of humanity, then you're not going to abdicate all the power that you have and give it to these globalists who think they are God. In fact, Harari titled one of his books Homo Deus, that is, God as man as God. So that's where they're coming from. They think they're gods, and they want to have godlike control.
That's amazing. You know, it's some of this almost sounds laughable, but apparently this is real stuff, and these guys have a lot of power, and they really want to see these goals, take place.
And I would say that, you know, if anybody's skeptical about whether they do have power, consider this. The World Economic Forum has 1,000 corporate partners who fund them and who are entirely on board with their agenda. That is, thousands of the top 1,000 companies in the whole world. They have signed on to their stakeholder capitalism regime. The largest asset manager in the world, BlackRock, Inc., its CEO, Larry Fink, is a board member of the WEF, the World Economic Forum, and a very staunch advocate of the stakeholder capitalism and the entire regime of the ESG, the Environmental, Social, and Governance score, which is the way they control these corporations and drive some companies out of business. There are massive powers behind this. You might say powers and principalities, in fact.
Wow. Okay, we have 2 minutes left in this discussion. Thank you for enlightening on this. The description of your book says this: Rechtenwald ends with a 9-point plan for stopping the Great Reset in its tracks as part of what he calls the Grand Refusal. 2 minutes, please.
Yeah. Well, the basic premise of the Grand Refusal is, we can't really control what these globalists attempt to do, but we can control what we do. And so what we need to do is cut the puppet strings from ourselves. Do not allow them to manipulate us through their technologies, through their transhumanist technologies, through their central bank digital currencies, through the digital identity that they want to give everybody. Through the ESG score, through banking and asset management and stock ownership and ESGs. Basically, we have to practice the free market ourselves. We need to stay independent from them. We need to have a parallel economic system and a parallel form of exchange if they institute these CBDCs. All this needs to be ready in advance of the CBDC, the central bank digital currency. And basically, we need to be, at the very least, a remnant who passes on to the future a legacy of freedom, of liberty, freedom of conscience, self-determination, and freedom of religion.
Wow. Okay, I have enough time to give your website. It's michaelrechtenwald.com, but let me go ahead and spell Rechtenwald. That's RECTENWALD.com. Again, the name of his book is The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty, Unraveling the Global Agenda. Thank you, Dr. Rechtenwald. This is scary stuff. How about a closing thought in 10 seconds?
Well, the closing thought is, have faith, we will prevail. We must be that remnant that passes on this legacy to the future.
Okay, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you.